Rights of Man by Thomas Paine. Narrated by Arthur Morey. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. George Washington, President of the United States of America. Sir, I present you a small treatise in defense of those principles of freedom which your exemplary virtue hath so eminently contributed to establish, that the rights of man may become as universal as your benevolence can wish, and that you may enjoy the happiness of seeing the new world regenerate the old, is the prayer of, Sir, your much obliged and obedient humble servant, Thomas Paine. Paine's Preface to the English Edition. From the part Mr. Burke took in the American Revolution, it was natural that I should consider him a friend to mankind, and as our acquaintance commenced on that ground, it would have been more agreeable to me to have had cause to continue in that opinion than to change it. At the time Mr. Burke made his violent speech last winter in the English Parliament against the French Revolution and the National Assembly, I was in Paris, and had written to him but a short time before to inform him how prosperously matters were going on. Soon after this I saw his advertisement of the pamphlet he intended to publish. As the attack was to be made in a language but little studied and less understood in France, and as everything suffers by translation, I promised some of the friends of the revolution in that country that whenever Mr. Burke's pamphlet came forth, I would answer it. This appeared to me the more necessary to be done when I saw the flagrant misrepresentations which Mr. Burke's pamphlet contains, and that while it is an outrageous abuse on the French Revolution and the principles of liberty,